This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
It helps when you press the button. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in the live chat room for you older folks that understand and appreciate the word chat. Right, we have a live chat room going on up there, and if you're more of a Facebook aficionado, if that's where you want to hang out, if that's what you want to see, then head up to Facebook. You're going to find us up there, and you know, I like to say this, and I believe it to be truth. All right, there are smarter people than I up in the Facebook feed. There's smarter people than I am on the regular chat room, and if you don't like, I doubt it. But if you don't like what you're hearing here, you can always discuss with them, you know, what they say, talk amongst yourselves kind of thing. But it's a way for you to get together. It's a way for you guys to interact with each other. And you find out there's people all over the country. Sometimes we don't really believe that there's people out there who think like we do, who believe like we do. But there are. There's a lot more than you can imagine. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website, realside.com. I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate, all the labels that the left has given us. You know, I was talking about that in the last segment. We don't give ourselves those labels. The left gave them to us. So we might, look at, here, the biggest insult, right? If I can make money off the labels that they hate but they love to give us, God bless America. It's a wonderful country, isn't it? So, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Let me just bring him on. I haven't had him on in a while. Carrie Lutz joins me. He's the founder of the Financial Survival Network. Carrie, does that come with, if you give out like a backpack with an AK-47, shovels, Calvat boots, how does that work?
I hadn't thought of that yet. I was figuring just a Glock 27 with a few loaded mags, and that should set you on your way.
Yeah, it is true in today's world. You really do have to know how to handle your finances. You have to understand. You know, I always joke. You got to know what to do. Is it Bitcoin? Is it gold? Is it silver? Is it filling cans with cash and burying them in the backyard? I mean, you deal a lot with these high end finance guys. Tell me how you see the economy moving so far.
I will. First, funny you should mention silver. Do you see what I'm holding in my hand there?
Hold it in front of your face.
All right.
No.
In front of my face.
There.
Yes. You see that?
Yeah.
That is a 1941 or 2 dime. And you know what it's made of?
Silver.
Yes.
Real silver.
90% silver. And it's funny because I wasn't looking for it. I was staying in a hotel, I was leaving a tip for the maid, and I usually dump out all my extra change, and I just said, oh, I should go through it and see how much I'm leaving this person. It looks like $15 worth of change, and as I'm going through it, I find a silver dime in my change pile. I don't know when the last time I saw that was, but it just said, I said, this is an omen. It's telling me something here, and look, precious metals should always be your backup insurance policy, should always have some kind of core holding. How much is a question of your own personal circumstances and desires? So Bitcoin is fascinating. There's a war on cryptocurrencies, or as some of them I refer to as kleptocurrencies, because they're just a way to steal your money. But cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin just went down to $7,300 yesterday. And look, this was at $19,500. It's a perfect retracement of its gain. I'll tell you what it's going for shortly here. But the point is that everything has its time. Every dog has its day, as they say.
Yeah, Kerry, that was just for lack of a better term, that was nothing more than a fad, right? I mean, think about it. You had everybody was telling me, jump on, oh, you got to get the Bitcoin thing. We're having so much money. And I watched it go to $19,000, I think, at one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said now it's down to $7,000.
Correct.
My joke, maybe you can help clear this up. What is a Bitcoin? What, you can't, it's not like you go down to the store with one in your hand and say, hey, I want to pay for that. What is a Bitcoin?
Here's the thing, though. So, you know, once upon a time, there was a guy that looked at a clump of yellow metal and said, what is this stuff? What can I do with it?
Okay.
You know, I can't buy a brontosaurus burger with it, and I can't even hitch a ride with Fred Flintstone to get to the stadium. So what can I do with this? Hey, money, and then before there was paper, you know, you had silver and gold. It's been there for thousands of years. So right. Now the Chinese come up with this paper stuff, and it's wonderful because we'll never have a shortage of money again. And they single-handedly invent inflation and inflationary busts. And, you know, then we go back to gold. So, yeah, like, I know what you're saying. What's a Bitcoin? What can you do with it? But that's the way gold and other metals started out. One time they were saying, these seashells, they're all over the beach. What can we do with them? They became a form of money. Hey, these cows, man, I could trade them for a wife. What could be better than that? And so you have to understand that the definition of money evolves and changes over time. And what might look like a totally ridiculous scam one moment, people can be clamoring for the next, and then the next minute after that, after the jig is up, they could be trying to dump them for anything they can get. So don't discount them.
I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out what they are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a minute more with Kerry Lutz. I won't let him go anywhere. We got him duct taped in the studio. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GERO, 855 732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, 30-50 email I get. The only caveat is I get to use your email for my email blast and other things. I don't sell your email, but I do use it for my own purposes. And the flag is made by Grace Alley. It's gracealley.com. You can go there and check out the flag. Flag's made here in America by American hands. It's the stars are embroidered. Embroidered is the proper terminology, right, for those stars? And then it's not printed material. I mean, obviously, the cloth is printed, but the stripes are actually sewn together. So it's not this big thing that's printed on. It is a good, well-made American flag, and guess what? It's made in America. It's not made in China. Made right here, as I keep screaming about you, keeping jobs here. 35th email gets the flag. The other caveat is you got to take a picture of yourself with the flag. I love seeing you guys with the flag in front of your homes, in front of your businesses. Always really cool to see that happen. Kerry Lutz joins me. He is the founder of Financial Survival Network. Always good to have you with me, Kerry.
Hey, it's great to be back, Joe. So can I hang that flag from the wall? Do you think that's an appropriate usage?
Yep. You can do it as long as you don't want to hide it, though, because it's so beautiful. I'm telling you. I'll show you one afterwards. You know, it's just really well made, well put together, that kind of thing. So, all right, let's get back to the business of the day, if you would. I mean, there's so much stuff going on. I visited the enemy last night. I was actually in the enemy camp known as CNN last night.
And, I saw.
well, it's a 24-hour hate fest for Trump. There's nothing that man can do that's right. But what I loved was they kept coming back to making fun of him for accusing the FBI of putting a spy, and now calling it Spygate, right? They were actually making fun of that. And I said, look, you guys made fun of him, too, when he told you the Trump Towers was bugged. Or, you know, where they wiretapped him, and you made fun of that. And what did we come to find out? That the Trump Tower was bugged. And they said, no, it was just one person. I said, no, the towers was wiretapped. That meant they were listening to every phone call to find that one person, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I wish they would wiretap me because I can use all the audience members that I can get. More listeners, the better. And, look, it's kind of like the idea that they were wiretapping Trump to find out some hidden strategy that he was using to get elected president. He was obvious. It's like, go every place you can, fly there, get tens of thousands of people to come watch you, deliver your message, and rinse and repeat. So, like, it didn't do them any good. You know, it was like, okay, we'll wiretap them, and maybe we'll find out the secret of how they get all those people to come to a campaign rally. And what happened in the final analysis?
He won.
Yeah.
This is what we have that clear. I'm looking right. He won. All right? You people are like, it's really funny how the way they do this. It's the man won the election fair and square. The Russians didn't change a vote, not one vote. And they have, these guys have the audacity to really call out the Russians for putting out lies and misinformation about Mrs. Clinton, as I like to call her. And with all of that said, and even though they stole the election from Bernie, they still lost.
Yeah, well, they stole a bunch of states, let's face it. But I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but there's an argument to be made about New Hampshire, Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico. But let's not even get into that because it doesn't matter.
We don't have to.
Yeah, because she lost the Rust Belt, all right? That was solid blue, like Vermont blue ice, for a half a century, and she managed how to lose it. So once you lose Michigan, once you lose Pennsylvania, once you lose Wisconsin, and given time, you could have peeled away Minnesota, there's no question, but we were under the gun. Once you lose all those states, you can have all those other states you want, but you're finished.
Yeah.
And, you know, and look, it wasn't because they said, oh, if only she had visited Michigan, things would be different. It was like they kept her away from Michigan because they knew she would wind up losing more votes. Every time she opened her mouth, she lost 10,000 votes.
If they asked her any questions, she would have lost votes. You're right. I mean, I remember, I don't know if you remember this, but I guess she was at a Carl's Jr. or something. It was one of the first times she was out at one of those fast food joints. And she's standing in a line, and she's looking at her BlackBerry, and you can't hear anything. They grabbed it, I guess, off the closed-circuit video. And she just looks thoroughly irritated at the fact that she has to order food, that she has to actually interact with another human being, or, in her case, another person. But she just didn't look very happy in there, and she couldn't connect with anyone.
You said another human being? I wasn't aware that she was human, but thanks for
clarifying.
Edifying me on that one, because I wasn't sure what she was. Yeah, look, she's so disconnected, and she's like one of those people like John F. Kerry. Do you know who I am? Well, nobody ever has to wonder who Hillary is.
I do, and I still don't care. But go ahead, anyhow.
But, you know, she was, like you said, disconnected, disconjuncted. I mean, she never was, she never caught a breath. She was always reeling from whatever Trump said next. She was totally unprepared for it and totally unable to deal with it. And look, good. I believe that Trump was the only one that could have beaten Hillary, but I also believe that Hillary was the only one that Trump could have beaten, because everybody on the right wanted somebody to slam her and really give her truth bombs on an hourly basis, and Trump was the only one who would do that. No one else would. But if you had had, well, forget about Bernie. Bernie wasn't a serious candidate. You know, that's the thing. Everybody said she cheated Bernie. Bernie was a dupe. Bernie was a voluntary dupe. He knew that he was just there for a distraction, that he was never a serious candidate. It was only when he started winning some primaries, he said, oh, I can win this thing. I can't believe it. Wow, they really like me. No, they hated her. That's why they voted for you, Bernie. Yeah, the young people and all that. But the young people weren't taken in. There's no Clinton mystique to the millennials. Yeah, to the boomers, to the Xers, there's a Clinton mystique. But to the millennials, is like, who is this old hag?
Well, you know, it's really funny when you talk about that. They're supposed to be the party, the open tent party, the party of all kinds of dynamics. And when you look at what's now coming together for the 2020 presidential run, they're all old white people again. I mean, I thought they had like this whole big tent of different colors and sizes and ethnicities. What's going on?
Yo.
perfect timing. Got to go for a quick break, because both Kerry and I believe in capitalism. I'm Joe Massey, your host. Just in the real side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back.
But the one that I love.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Now, are you American made? I mean, I don't need to know the particulars. I'm just saying. Right, we want to buy American-made. The whole thing with the flag. Remember, 35th email I get on the flag. And you can send more than one email. Right? Don't give up. Be persistent. Keep sending. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Kerry Lutz joins me. He's the founder of the Financial Survival Network. I keep wanting to say Financial Security Network. I know that's not it. But anyway, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's always great to be with you, Joe, and a lot of fun, too.
I'm not going to do this if I have to be miserable all the time, so you're right. I want to have some fun from time to time in doing this, you know?
Yeah, only liberals do things over and over again that make them miserable because they're masochists at heart and they love to suffer. And all of their suffering is just self-imposed. But problem is, when you have a liberal suffering, they want to bring everyone else down with them.
Company.
Suffering, misery enjoys company. And in the company of a liberal, you can never have enough misery because that means more welfare payments and more government largesse so that everybody can be happy. But they never will be.
You know, it's funny when you talk about that, you talk about what's going on. In the liberal camp, I had a picture of James Carville up. I had met him a couple of years ago. And I was telling people, I said, you know, he looked totally miserable. You know, he just didn't look happy to be there at all. So, but until he got on stage and blamed all of the Clinton's woes on Republicans. And then at that point, he was a very happy camper. But anyhow, hey, let's talk a little bit about the embedded spy in the Trump campaign, you know, and everybody's kind of parsing the word spy. There was a confidential or a secret informant. Is that a spy? I mean, when you give an information, to a group based on the fact that you're an insider. Isn't that spying?
But look, if he was in China doing that, or if he was in Russia doing it for the U.S., yeah, he would be he'd be in a gulag awaiting a spy trade with the U.S. Come on. Look, the most amazing thing here, Joe, is you and I and the rest of you out there knew all of this was happening 6-8 months ago when the first disclosure happened, maybe a year ago, when Trump said he was bugged. You knew that all of the nefarious doings, dealings of the intelligence community were being brought down upon him. So, of course, there were spies. You know, who knows? Maybe they turned Melania, although she seems to be pretty loyal. But, you know, maybe Stormy Daniels was a spy. Maybe that guy Avenatti, he's definitely shifty enough. I wouldn't trust him with the state secrets. But look, you knew all this was coming. The only ones surprised by this, Joe, are the mainstream media. Oh, you mean they really did bug him? They had spies? They were trying to get rid of him, have a silent coup after he became president? I can't believe this. Well, only the stupid, dense mainstream media doesn't believe it. You and I have known almost since the beginning that this is what occurred. And yet, the disingenuity of the disingenuousness of the mainstream media, only they could be surprised. Anyone that's got a half a brain that has followed, that has ever read one alternate news site on the internet has known this was coming down from the get-go. The only surprise now is that it's actually coming out that Trump has survived these nefarious plots, these dastardly plots to depose him. I mean, we've probably had a few coups in the country that we don't even know about, but arguably Kennedy was a coup. And you know, the only ones surprised about it are like those guys who are getting hit for sexual harassment now. I think they call them mainstream news anchormen. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you know, I was talking about that earlier, and I said, isn't it interesting that the morality of the left, you know, they're the moral compasses. They, Hollywood and others, keep telling us how we should think, how we should act, how we should treat women and children, and yet the majority of the pedophiles are there in Hollywood. The majority of the sexual offenders are there in Hollywood. Look at Weinstein today. At first I was thinking only two. They're only going to charge him with two, and I'm thinking if they blow these, they got a whole bunch behind it to come up with.
Hey. Hypocrisy, you know, hypocrisy is all over the place, transcends party lines, for sure. But, you know, it's just like the Democrats saying they wanted higher oil prices, that's going to solve our dependency on foreign oil. Well, here in California, you're $4 a gallon for regular. That's about $1.30 more than in Florida, which isn't the cheapest. It's probably almost double the price in Texas. If they want lower oil prices, let them cut the damn tax rate on oil. I mean, they don't. And now they're bugging Trump, saying it's your fault that oil prices are going up so high. Like, he's there manipulating the West Texas intermediate crude price. I mean, come on. The guy has done everything in his power to open up drilling in the country so that prices do come down, which is why the U.S. is now the leading producer of petroleum products in the world. And if it keeps up this rate, we'll be exporting 5 to 10 million barrels a day by the middle of the next decade. But it's all Trump's fault.
Okay. I'm okay with it. Let me see. I'm okay with the lowest unemployment rate in decades being his fault. I'm okay with the lowest unemployment rate among Hispanics as they started counting it as his fault. I'm okay that the economy has pretty much hit 3% GDP at every one of the quarters, I think, with one exception. I'm okay with blaming him for all of that. You?
I think they even revised that one upward. The last quarter, this is like 2.6 or something. They'll probably be revising that over 3.0. I mean, look, it's just like you can't say he single-handedly turned around the economy. I mean, there's still stormy seas ahead. But certainly the tax cuts, the fact that it is regulatory rollback, a lot of things, a lot of trends going on that he's single-handedly responsible for that is propelling the economy forward. maybe we're not in booming prosperity, but if we kept the Obama economic regime in effect, assuming Hillary had been elected, none of this would be happening, and pessimism would be peaking, which is why, if you're an entrepreneur, you probably voted for Trump, and there's so many other trends going on. You know, he's trying to drain the swamp. He's trying to reimpose the rule of law, which we've been heading towards lawlessness in this country, at least since 1963, when Kennedy was assassinated, I would argue, not to be a grand conspiracy theorist, but the rule of law is what made America great, among other things. It's not enough to just have the rule of law. You need the ability to move capital for it to move freely. You need incentives in place. You need a government that stays out of everyone's business. All these factors help make America great, and he's trying to bring that back. He's got an uphill battle. I don't know if any one person in the world could do it, but certainly everyone else who was running didn't have a shot at it.
Yeah, but Kerry, he's got part of the reason he's got an uphill battle is he's got no support from his own people. He's got no real support from Republicans in D.C. They're not willing to fight alongside of him. They get so nervous so quick. It's pathetic, is it not?
Oh, well, it's part of the Uniparty. You know, they're all bought and sold and bartered and traded, and it's amazing you can't buy a congressman on eBay. At least if you could, then you would know what you needed to pay.
Well, yeah, you would know what the price was.
Yeah, like crowdsource purchase of Congress members. You know, let's set up an Indiegogo campaign to buy Paul Ryan. Oh, well, he's leaving. It's not going to do us any good. But maybe Mitch McConnell, you know, maybe he'll do, instead of an auction, it'll just do a buy it now price, and we could just cut to the chase. I mean, they're all corrupt, criminal, and that's why, look, John McCain was taking money from Hillary Clinton. That was proven during the campaign or shortly thereafter. He took money from Hillary Clinton to smear Trump. So when they're not even loyal to their own party, and all, both parties are criminal enterprises, you know, look, the mafia, they use RICO to put them in jail. Why not use RICO to just put all of the, Debbie Washerwoman Schultz's and the Nancy Pelosi's in jail?
You don't like the Debbie Wasserman, the Wasserman? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. We'll be back more with Kerry Lutz right after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
That's exactly how I feel sometimes. Let's go. I'm Joe McKean, your host. It's just a mishmash of all that coming at you at one time. You know? I'm Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen to The Real Side. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Yes, I was a little misleading earlier. I'm sorry. But I need to get the emails via email, and don't just stick them on Facebook. So I'll give you some credit for it, but start sending them to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I'll make it up to you. I'll figure it out. But that's where you need to send it. Anyway, I am Joe Masi. Oh, look, my little Dem guy fell over.
He keeps falling over.
Does he?
I think he doesn't have much.
Is he drunk?
I think he's dying.
He's a Democrat. What do you want? He wants to take a nap during the show. Or maybe he killed himself because he couldn't take all the conservative discussion.
They don't kill themselves.
Carrie Lutz joins me. And Carrie is the founder of the Financial Survival Network. Always appreciate my time with him. And Carrie, thanks for being with me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Honor to be here, Joe.
Well, all right, so let's get back. But wait a minute. We have to give away a little secret, too. You did a little work for the Trumpster, didn't you?
Well, I had my 15 minutes with the Trumpster. I'd had a celebrity case. It hit the front page of the Wall Street Journal. I have to confess, I'm a recovering attorney. And basically, Trump saw it. And then I come into my office the next morning, and there's a message from the Donald. And this was in 2000 or 2001. And says, I own casinos, and I got a bunch of cases I want you to look at. So me and my partner go to his office in the Trump Tower. It's a huge office. It's like 20 by 40. Picture window overlooking Central Park and the reservoir. I mean, the view of the city. And I'm like in a blazer, slacks, sweater. My partner was a military nut. He's wearing battle fatigues, army boots, and a ranger cap. And Trump is kind of like hunched back on the phone, and he sees us walk in. And he looks us up and down probably more times than he looked up and down Melania when he met her. I mean, like five times. And looks at us, he says, you guys are lawyers, aren't you? I never saw any lawyers that look like you. And I said, Donald, you're right, and you never will again. I promise you that. And I'm telling this story now almost for 20 years, never thinking that this man would one day be president.
Was ever going to be president.
And trust me on this, he's not stupid. He's very quick on the uptake. Yeah, his language patterns are weird. His vocabulary, he kind of like only knows superlatives. But look, it's like the guy... I'd been following him since the 80s when he first exploded, or maybe the late 70s, mid-70s, when he first exploded upon the real estate scene in New York, and he seemed to be able to make these deals that nobody else could do. And I used to think, maybe he's paying people off. And look, that's part of the life in New York City, in any big city, to do a real estate project. But it's not like he's taking, you know, shopping bags full of money over to politicians. They just hire the politicians' lawyers, and the lawyers take care of everything. But, you know, this guy could make deals for properties that were sitting there vacant, dormant for 40 years that nobody could figure out how the hell to get the project done, and he was able to do it. And I never thought that highly of him, at least until I met him. But the guy had a genius for figuring out where he wanted to go, and then getting all the disparate interests together to help him get there and push him over the finish line. And I realized that there was a talent there that man, if more politicians had it, we'd be better off. Look, there's a certain element of corruption built into every system.
Right.
The systems start to fail when the corruption becomes the reason for the system to be, rather than making progress and getting things done. When the interest getting fed is more important than the project being pursued, that's when you have problems. And that's why we have all these problems now. It's like we could deal with corrupt unions, even public unions, for a long time. But when they became a threat to the host, you know, because they are parasitic in nature, that's when you really need somebody to come in and drain the swamp and get rid of these people. Roll it back, ratchet it back. You know, China didn't become great until the corruption was rolled back enough. Then the minute they got prosperous, the corruption escalated out of control, and they keep saying, we're going to fix it, but they keep creating these billionaires that just happen to be members of the Communist Party. And now we have billionaires who just happen to be members of the Democratic Party. You see a difference there, Joe?
No, you know what? I always joke about our Congress people. They go in paupers. They come out millionaires. And they must have some of the best classes on stock investments that are given anywhere on the planet, because I'm always amazed at that. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, Peter Schweitzer wrote a book about that, and the only one they found that wasn't corrupted was Jeff Sessions, believe it or not. And I think that's why Trump picked him for AG. I mean, this whole thing, this whole storm is about to erupt. I look at it like the last couple of scenes in the movie Casino. If you remember that,
yes,
like
I do.
The dumb mafia boss kept a notebook with everything in it, and then the FBI managed to get it. And then it was like, all right, well, you know, the Alan King character, he's always been loyal to us. Well, you never know. Boom, two to the head. And that's what's going to happen here. Now that this thing is going down, Arkansas is going to look like a place where people live forever compared to what's going to happen to the ranks of all the people who knew things and know things that they shouldn't have. I mean, right. This thing is coming down the pike, and Casino is going to look tame compared to what's going to happen. The clearing of the decks, the getting rid of the people who know too much, all of that. Well, we can only hope that they do it quickly so that all those people can don't have to go the way of the villains in Casino.
Well, I get a kick out of the fact that, you know, the FBI agents now are starting to come out of woodwork. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
From the rank and file say, hey, we want to get this off our chest. We want to open up. We want this gone. And now you're seeing them come out and say, hey, interview us.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to see that happen. And then somebody better protect those guys. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, they want to be subpoenaed. When was the last time you saw anybody in this country that wanted to, hey, come and serve me with a subpoena? I'd love to testify.
Yeah, me. Pick me.
But the guy who was Peter Stroke's backup on the interview of Flynn, he specifically, Pianati, I think is his name. Something
to get it right. He's connected to him.
And he said, you know, the word's out, he wants to be subpoenaed because he wants to basically, you know, exculpate General Flynn, just to basically help restore his reputation, which I think Flynn pleading guilty, the whole thing has been a setup by Trump to reel these guys in, and now that he's got them
really,
where he wants them.
So wait a minute, you believe that Trump kind of did this setup to flush this out?
Absolutely, yeah. Like what Flynn, I don't even know what he pleaded guilty to. I don't think he knew.
Lying to the FBI, basically.
Yeah, well, you know, like, hey, in today's world, you know, who doesn't commit three felonies from the time you wake up out of bed and then go to brush your teeth? You've committed at least three things.
But if that's the case, then what's her name? Mrs. Clinton should have got a life in prison by now.
Oh, well, she, you know, just her presence is a felony, Joe. Please. But you know, like, Flynn was a setup. I had a feeling from the beginning he was going to be exonerated. He's going to get off on this. But it had to be done to draw them out. And I think, you know, maybe this is a little too conspiracy theorish. I will tell you, like, this is speculation on my part. I have nothing, no facts to base it on, only my experience as an attorney and watching the way the deep state has done things for decades now, and he was too juicy a target. There was also reports, I think in Newsmax or WorldNet Daily, of a meeting that took place in the FBI by McCabe. Comey was notably absent, with the upper management of the FBI present, and he was saying, first we're going to, with expletives deleted, going to get Flynn, and then we're going to get Trump. And this got out. And wow. I think that this was deliberate, and it put them in a position where they thought they were going to be able to get Trump, and they were being played, and now the truth is going to come out. Flynn didn't do anything wrong, and that's it.
We're up on the time. Quickly tell people where they can find you.
Hey, sure thing. Thanks, Joe. It's financialsurvivalnetwork.com. All 5,000 episodes of the show are up there. We aggregate hundreds of articles per week, information that you just can't find anywhere else. And Joe, it's been a total pleasure. Thanks so much for having me back.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you being here. Listen, here's what I'm going to do with the flag thing, okay? Because I blew it. I'm going to give you some more time after the show. 30-50 email I get, I'll include some of the ones I already have, and I will announce the winner on Monday, the first segment of the show, okay? Really that simple. Hey, have a great Memorial Day weekend, and don't forget, Monday's Memorial Day, not just barbecue day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a great rest of the day.